Today, I was standing in the courtyard of the Grimhold, waiting around for my friend's story, when I overheard an older spellcaster talking about an enchantment. He called it the Tower Razor, and I was intrigued. We have 13 towers in our castle, and the throne of the Dark Lord sits in the tallest one. That spire soars above the others, and it's magnificent to behold. But what if I could make it float? Good idea? No, great idea. Or so I thought. Can you teach me the Tower Razor? I asked the wizard, Nut-loathing. That enchantment is complicated, said Nut, his eyes blazing with malice. It's for mature spellcasters. I knew it was meant for older spellcasters. All of the powerful spells are reserved for them. But I didn't want him to refuse me because of my age, size, or almost complete lack of ability. It's not for me, I said. Nut was an exchange student from Joyous Hall, the school for wizards. He was only here for a month, so I hoped he'd be willing to bend our rules. I have a much older friend who might have a use for it. So tell me, what else can it do? Does it have any limits? Because I know a witch who needs to elevate her desk, and we could use it to lift the Grimhold flag each morning, or to raise money for that new barracks the orcs want to build. Now that I think about it, I'm guessing a lot of folks might find it useful. The incantation is useful, but only under certain circumstances, said Nut. Are you sure you want to learn it? He lifted one eyebrow. That little gesture should have told me that I was in trouble. I ought to have asked more questions, but I really wanted to learn the spell. Teach it to me, I said. I can already picture the possibilities. Indeed, I imagined what life would be like in the Grimhold if I bumped up the ogre's IQs. I pictured a castle with higher health standards and taller turrets. My heart pounded. It was time for me to cast a second spell. If I levitated the tower and everyone in the castle saw me do it, they would know that I had the potential to be a great spellcaster. Operation Dark Lord would finally get the boost it needed. I'd find my army of followers, and I could at last march on the Chamber of Mystery. I was ready to embrace my destiny. And I think Nut saw the excitement in my eye, because he taught me the spell. I listened carefully, and I asked him to repeat everything he'd said, not once, not twice, but three times. Then I took a moment to review, and when I was certain I knew the spell backward and forward, I went about casting it. I thrust my wiggly fingers into the sky, then I raised them a bit higher, and after that, I flung them up and above my head. I may have overdone it, but I was desperate to see that tower fly. The air felt electric. My hands tingled, and sparks shot from my fingernails. I couldn't wait for the spell to hit. In hindsight, I should have waited. I gotta say, if I had just stopped and thought about what I was doing, I could have saved myself a whole lot of trouble. But that didn't happen. I spoke the words of magic. Actually, I yelled them. I hollered to the heavens. I was so excited. Raisentum Towerus Maximus! What happened next is slightly confusing. As I've said, there are 13 towers in the castle, and the Dark Lord's throne of black and broken glass is in the tallest one. We call it the Spire of Foreboding, and it stood solemnly upon the castle grounds for 1,000 years. Or, at least, it did stand solemnly. Because when I completed my casting, the 13th tower exploded into a 100-foot-tall column of dust and shattered stone. Then it collapsed into a pile of rubble as tall as, well, a tower. I'd destroyed the throne room of the Dark Lord. It was gone, and I wanted to run and hide.